Hello, my name is Leo Barnwell, and I'm pastor at Faith Community Church in Lumberton, North Carolina. I want to thank you for taking a few minutes to listen to this promotion regarding the Pastors and Ministers Accountability Network. Recently, you may have read an article in the papers regarding Reverend Teddy Parker of Macon, Georgia, a pastor who committed suicide, shooting himself while his wife and two children and other members waited for him at the church. From reading this article, I knew that it was merely the tip of the iceberg of the pressures of many pastors. I began researching to get a better picture of what was really going on. And as I gathered information, I wondered, who's doing something about this? While many go to pastors for help with their problems, where do pastors go? While support and discipleship groups are becoming a meaningful way for persons or even in the church to find encouragement and strength, all too often pastors continue to remain disconnected, isolated, and even though they serve others, they carry their own burdens alone. In many cases, pastors have little or nowhere to turn for ministry support, and the weight of ministry only shows up in times of breakdown or disaster. It's only when we read it in the news where pastors commit suicide or go through divorces or some other negative news that we hear about these challenges, and even much less, it's then that we discuss them. However, many pastors carry the burden that do not make the news. They may want to share their challenges and disappointments and frustrations, but who can they trust? Where can they turn? Since this do not have a place to turn, many of them, since they don't have a place to turn, they continue doing ministry as best they can, even knowing that what they're doing sometimes is adversely affecting their families, their ministries, and even their very lives. The information I gathered from reading this article and began to do some research, I compiled an e-book that's called Ministry Balance, and of course I'm making it free of charge to anyone who requests it. We give you information at the end to really know how you can request a copy if you do not have it yet. But since writing this book, there have been at least two other pastors who have committed suicide within a period of about a month. These made the news again, but only the tip of the iceberg of what I believe are some underlying issues that are at stake in many pastors. Many are probably doing all they know to do, but do not know what to do to relieve their stress, to address their issues, and mentally easily fall trapped to the enemy. In fact, the passage in First Peter chapter 5, verse 8, it warns all of us as it relates to how the Satan, the enemy, roams throughout the whole earth seeking whom he may devour. Pastors, we know that congregations, our people many times are vulnerable to these attacks, and so we encourage them to stay connected to the body, and rightly so. But as pastors, we know that as our people have these challenges of being attacked, pastors are not exempt. We also suffer attacks. And just like the people, pastors can easily become disconnected, isolated, alone, and vulnerable to the enemy's attacks. So pastors can really experience burnout and depression just like anyone else. In fact, even Reverend Parker, the one who committed suicide in Macon, Georgia, stated that he struggled with wondering if God was hearing his prayers. And he wondered if he was really doing what God wanted him to do. Now, pastors cannot share these types of struggles and issues with anyone, but without being able to address them in a healthy environment can often lead to disaster. Where does the pastor go to talk about issues close to their hearts? Who can they trust to share their stories and challenges in non-judgmental sessions? If you have been in pastoring or ministering for any length of time, you know that the options are few. of where pastors can really turn for this type of help. In fact, I came across some statistics in my research, and this was recorded in the New York Times in 2010. And it was recorded that the Clergy Health Initiative, which was a seven-year study by Duke University, it began in 2007, but surveyed over 1,700 Methodist ministers in North Carolina. The ministers reported significantly higher rates of arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, and even asthma. The Evangelical Lutheran Church in America found that 69% of its members, of its ministers, reported being overweight, 64% having high blood pressure, and some 13% taking antidepressant medications. Some other statistics were, of course, founded and with Francis Schaeffer Institute of Church Development, and it stated that, listen to these numbers, 77% of pastors felt that they did not have a good marriage. 71% of pastors stated that they were burned out and they battled depression beyond fatigue on a weekly and even a daily basis. Some 38 of pastors said they were divorced or were currently in a divorce process. Now, these statistics are alarming, but they, I believe, are symptoms to a deeper issue and deeper problem. What is the problem? Well, looking at another article, and Daniel Sherman wrote in the website pastorburnout.com, he wrote this article calling it "The Pastor Burnout, the Silent Ministry Killer." He addresses some of these problems this way. He described, he says, pastor burnout is a weapon the enemy uses with great efficiency. Burnout begins by encouraging us to do what we do best, minister to people. But as we serve, subtle conflicts of disappointment, frustrations, and other negative thoughts infiltrate our minds. He goes on to describe the times, or in fact, two times he experienced burnout. And he said it like this. He says, I remember the exact point I hit bottom. I was staring into the bathroom mirror with a bottle of sleeping pills in my hand. A voice of reason began to speak, but then a second voice interrupted. Don't think, just swallow. Don't think, just swallow. And I did. The pastor goes on to describe that how he really hit bottom twice and tried to commit suicide. And he described what happened to him in both of these encounters. He says, the first time he denied or he ignored the symptoms of a problem. The second time, however, he recognized the symptoms but didn't know what to do about them or where to go. And so I believe this pastor really does describe the deeper issue of where many pastors face today. On one hand, they may or may not be aware of the symptoms that are leading to stress, burnout, and even disaster. And on the other hand, sometimes they can recognize that they have the symptoms but do not know where to go for help. So therefore, the deeper problem that should be addressed in the lives of many pastors and ministers, I do believe, is where do they connect, where do they turn for help in terms of being able to connect with other meaningful leaders in non-judgmental but finding spiritual challenges so that they can deal with their own issues. Since pastors do not have these meaningful ways of connecting and releasing their concerns, those issues continue to lie underneath the surface and is in very subtle ways is affecting their families, their ministries, and even their very lives. So what can we do about this? We all want more. We want to succeed in our ministries. We want God to move in our land. We have ideas of ministry success, and we do what we believe God wants us to do. However, we are also easily influenced by our culture and how it has shaped our ideas for ministry. Sometimes these ideas can be negative or can overlook other important images that are significant for ministry success and fulfillment. And so in another book that I'm writing, I'll address some of this. Of course, it's not out in print yet, but it's in draft form. But I discussed an issue that is facing the church on how we often are inspired and empowered, but we are not changed. Many believers and even pastors are often inspired through the power of hearing a message that moves them to and inspires them to change. We may hear a sermon, we may go to conferences, and we leave these conferences with every intention of putting what we've learned into practice. However, just like many would do in New Year's resolutions each year, they have good intentions to change and make resolutions to begin that change, and do well for a short period of time, only to revert back to the old patterns in a very short time. So do we. So is the thing of what happens to many in the body of Christ and also many pastors. We have every intention for change, but too often it's short-lived and we remain the same. We are inspired, we are informed, but we do not really experience lasting change. We go to conferences, and the missing link, I do believe, is the necessary support and accountability that leads to continuous change. Yes, we have the much information and inspiration, but we fall behind in application and demonstration. This happens because we do not incorporate the added power of accountability that is significant for growth and changing and moving to another level of what God wants us to do. So therefore, if we are serious about moving forward, we must address the issue of accountability. It's very undeveloped in the body of Christ, and especially among pastors. Our next level of growth and success, I believe, is connected to how we connect to others in mutual, accountable relationships. This is the purpose for Pastors and Ministers Accountability Network. It really does address this missing link. In fact, I recently went to a networking group. Ivan Mizner, the founder and chairman of BNI, who is called really the father of modern networking, is one of the world's largest leading experts in the business of networking and marketing. And he has chapters around the world that go through the process, and they meet regularly. But entrepreneurs and business persons gather to promote one another toward a common goal, that being to promote their businesses. Often the body of Christ has more difficulty for connecting in things pertaining to the kingdom of God than the world does as it turns to connected to business. We must therefore take connection and accountability more seriously. I believe that the body of Christ is at a time where many are being pushed and maybe even forced to give more attention to how we connect to one another as it relates to mutual accountability. And of course, as we do that, there are some cautions, because anyone who begins to get closer to another has challenges. And I'm mentioning five challenges in the free ebook Ministry Balance that I address, and one of them is the lack of trust. Trust, or the lack thereof, must not be taken lightly. There's always a risk and a challenge of building meaningful relationships, and therefore creating an environment conducive to building trust and maintaining confidentiality. These are essential. These are critical for creating an atmosphere where pastors, ministers, and pastors' wives can feel safe enough to get the support they need whenever they share their challenges and their stories. So therefore, mutual accountability is really the missing link of our moving to another level of growth and success, I do believe. So therefore, get connected with the Pastors and Ministers Accountability Network. You can go to our website and fill out the qualifying questionnaire to see how you may be able to fit in one of the four groups, that being pastors, senior pastors being males, senior pastors that being females. Then there's a minister's accountability, be it evangelist, music of ministry, or any other area of ministry leadership, and also pastors' wives. Many pastors and ministers seek to give a portion of their ministry income back to some organization because we do need your and ask for your financial support. And so you may be one who looking for ways to support financially, or the church or ministry may be looking for opportunities to give in support of some other organization or cause. This is a worthy cause. So therefore, we ask for your financial support. Even if you do not choose to be connected, the need for helping pastors and ministers and pastors' wives is a great one. And you can help us make a difference in their lives. So therefore, go to the website. It's faithcommunitychurchlumberton.org. And go to the Pastors and Ministers Accountability Network page. You can also easily provide a donation online. Also, you can request your free book from the resource page. So, again, thank you for taking a few minutes to listen to this promotion. But the cry is great. The need is great. And the harvest is plentiful, but the labors are still few, especially as it relates to helping pastors and ministers fulfill their work in the kingdom of God. So get involved and take action today. Join us and get connected. Again, the website is faithcommunitychurchlumberton.org, and you can go to the Pastors and Ministers Accountability Network page or simply request your free book, Ministry Balance, on the resource page. Again, we want to say thank you for listening in to this promotion, but continue to pray for us and get connected and involved in this regard. We speak God's blessings and peace upon you and your family, and we thank you again for taking a part today in Jesus' name. Again, this is Leo Barnwell, Pastor of Faith Community Church, Lumberton, Lumberton, North Carolina. We thank you again in Jesus' name. Amen.